Hi, and welcome to my podcast. Let's pause this rat race of life and unwind with some practical tips on how to declutter our homes, our lives, and gain that inner peace all of us mamas are searching for. So let's dive right in with some great tips, stories, and advice on how to start our journey with living simply, getting rid of clutter, and gaining a satisfying minimalist lifestyle. Hi guys, you're listening to episode 1 of the Messy Minimalist Mama podcast. I'm Marissa, your host. In this first episode, I want to share my story on how I came about finding minimalism, or rather, how it found me. If you are totally new to this concept, the word minimalist really just means living with only the absolute necessities in your life. Now, I like to think there are two kinds of minimalist people. You have the very stereotypical kind, who may be single or married to another like-minded minimalist. They tend to have a very modern lifestyle, living in high-rises in the city with white walls, a very minimal modern artwork. Their homes may feel cold and uninviting due to the lack of furniture they have. This is what you will find if you Google search minimalist. It seems out of reach for most families, especially your average family with young kids. But on the other hand, you have people like me, just your average family trying to make life a little bit easier. Although I own a whole lot less items than what I have in the past, I certainly wouldn't say I'm a stark white walls living in the city kind of girl. Rather, everything my family and I own is exactly what we need and nothing more. Yes, we are messy. I step on Legos more times than I'm willing to admit. I have a sticky table from time to time, and laundry does pile up. Although people usually classify minimalists as the first stereotypical group I just described, anyone can become a minimalist or start to declutter your life. So you are in luck for sure. I often say minimalism is not a destination one arrives to. It's a journey, a lifelong commitment to decluttering and living with less. Because let's face it, we are always decluttering and always purging, especially if you have kids. They bring in all sorts of things. I mean, from Happy Meal toys to trinkets from the dentist for being brave. They get sent home toys from grandparents. I mean, we aren't even talking about birthdays and holidays yet. So if you are thinking, why am I always decluttering? Am I doing this whole minimalist decluttering, living with less thing right? The answer is yes. Yes, you are. In my book, there is no right or wrong way to become a minimalist or a person who lives with less. You simply just need to own less than what you started with. I'm sure there are made-up rules you could follow, but what if they don't work? And who likes to follow boring rules anyway, right? I say tweak them or make them your own. Do what's best for your family. If you have hung around me for any period of time, you have heard me say, just do you. Do what works for your family. Why? Because in the end, you're the one that has to deal with your life. You have to live it. No one else. No pesky naysayers. Just you and your family. Anyway, now that you kind of have a grasp on minimalist, let me share my story. Picture a mama who has two small children, a demanding full-time job, working with a company that was contracted for the Department of Child Services. Everything looks so good on the outside. She must have it all together, some think. But picture this mama trying to balance the emotions of a miscarriage, a mama who comes home from work to cook dinner and clean the house. Well, try to clean. With two toddlers and an exhausted mama, there really isn't a whole lot of cleaning taking place. Now imagine her house packed full of stuff, toys overflowing into every room of the house, more furniture than she really needs, a whole lot of clothes, meaning a whole lot of laundry awaiting to be washed, and just a lot of unwanted clutter. How does she do it? Can't she do it all? Her answer is no. She feels guilty as she looks at her messy, cluttered home and her kids just waiting for her to play with them. And her husband, I mean, where does he even come in at? What does she have left to give him? Well, that was me. I was a tired working mama trying to live life like society told me to. Go to college, get married, have kids, spend your paychecks on frivolous things or stuff. Don't worry about going on vacations, because after all, The more stuff we buy, the happier we will be, right? Well, isn't that such a lie? But one evening, I broke. My life seemed messy and crazy. Work, kids, house, a husband, and then a miscarriage to top off what was already spiraling out of control. After dinner, one evening, my husband asked me to do the laundry. I dreaded this day. I knew it was coming. I knew, eventually, I would have to do this daunting task that every mama has to do, right? But honestly, who likes laundry? I hate it. I absolutely despise laundry. Just close the door, out of sight, out of mind, was my motto. Maybe it will do itself, I even thought for a moment. Or maybe I was just doing it all wrong. So I replied to my husband, "You want me to do laundry?" I repeated his question. Maybe he would say, "No, you misunderstood what I said." I said, you know, and then he would say what I want him to say. Well, I said to him, "When do I have time for this? I work so much. This house is a mess, and the kids are needing our attention. And now you're asking me to do laundry?" He just looked at me, sort of puzzled. Maybe he was carefully trying to pick what he was going to say next, because I was on the verge of crying yet again that day. I waited for him to reply back with an ugly comment or rude remark that would send us both into World War III. But my husband's so loving and kind most days, right, ladies? He simply replied with a solution. "I will help you every evening after dinner. We will do laundry together. I agreed to this. I needed the help." So for 1 week, we washed and folded and put away the laundry. The pile of laundry was at least as tall as my husband and probably twice as wide as him. I was frustrated and overwhelmed by the end of the week because my house was still a mess, things were still cluttered, and we were still wearing clothes. So I knew, even though the laundry was done for the moment and my husband was a happy camper, I still had a million things to do. That's when I got desperate. I started researching on Google and Pinterest and blogs and anything I could find about other mamas out there who had to be doing something better than me, or different at least. I wasn't searching for minimalism per se. I didn't know anything about this word until it found me. I was simply searching for justification for my life, or of course, a better solution. I stumbled upon a podcast one day called the Messy Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'll link the podcast in the show notes for you guys so you guys can listen if you want to. The cover looked minimal. It looked plain, very black and white, just simple. The word minimalist intrigued me. I thought, well, that's not a word I've heard before or ever used. So I started listening at first. I listened to them talk about a minimalist lifestyle, what it means for them and their families, and how it's helped them. They recommended books I just dove right into. I then listened to one of their podcasts where they talked about the 333 Project, 33 items for 3 months. I thought, I just put away a ton of clothes the other day, so let's at least give this concept a thought. So needless to say, I loved what they had to say. I talked my husband's ear off about this amazing magic of owning less clothes, 33 items to be exact. He laughed and thought, that's cool, but I don't think he ever thought I would actually get rid of my clothes. I'm a shopper. Well, was a shopper. I liked clothes. I liked them so much. I didn't have to do laundry for a month, and we still had clothes to wear. Anyway, the more I dwelt and listened and read the books and watched YouTube videos and scrolled through Pinterest, I decided to jump on board and not look back. I dwindled my clothes down to 33 items. It took me a Saturday afternoon and a lot of mocking and laughter from my husband, but I achieved it. And the instant gratification I received, staring at my clothes in my closet, I loved. I didn't feel like I had no clothes now. Instead, I felt like I had so many clothes, better clothes, a clean breath of fresh air. It was amazing. I still remember that feeling. So I was a month in before the hubby got on board. During that month, after the closet purge, I purged the kids' clothes with their input too. So now we had so much less laundry. This was a huge success for us. After a couple months of minimal clothes, I went hog wild. I mean, they say not to try and declutter your home or get rid of over half your belongings in a short period of time. Well, not me. I purged everything that didn't serve a purpose for my family. I got rid of over half our belongings. I was making midnight runs to the Goodwill drop box. I didn't sell things. I just flat tossed it all in the trash or at the local Goodwill. My husband thought I lost it. That's it, he thought. She's officially checked out into crazy land. But I just thought, if minimal clothes can make me feel good, I wonder what it would feel like when I took steps of a minimalist and got rid of everything. And to my satisfaction, it felt good. I was at a place in life where I needed a desperate change. I was able to leave my job, stay home with my kids, and focus on my family so we could all heal from a devastating loss that no woman thinks she would ever have to go through. And we did just that. I was so fortunate to have this opportunity to take my life back and my family's life back. Minimalism helped me recenter, find my balance, live life with purpose and intention. So yes, there are still some hairy days. My house can be a mess. My laundry can be piled up. But you know what? It's never overwhelming or out of control. At the end of the day, it takes 3 hours tops to wash, dry, and put the laundry away. My house is super clean from top to bottom. 2.5 hours, and it's done. No more cleaning house all day long, you guys. No more. Today is laundry day and nothing else gets done. Nope, now I'm happy. My house is everything I want it to be. I get to spend all the time I want with my toddlers. And looking forward to the present day, we are expecting our third bundle of joy. Our rainbow baby will be here August 3rd. We are so excited. So that's my story. And you can have yours too. It's not hard. It's super simple. And here is a couple tips you can start your journey while you wait for the next episode. So tip number one, first and foremost, educate yourself on minimalist lifestyles with families. It's so important to see other families out there doing the same thing because we can all fall into that burnout mode. If we don't adapt to the minimalist mindset first, it's so important to change our thinking on life, society, and the do's and don'ts. So with reading a few books and looking into the podcasts or other blogs with mamas doing this lifestyle, you will adapt to the minimalist mindset, therefore making burnout mode a whole lot easier to deal with. Tip number two, start with a small project such as a junk drawer or a glove box or even your desk at work and see how you feel. I promise you will feel better. Or you can go hog wild like I did and purge your closet and your whole home. So tip number three, remember, start with your items first. It's unfair to tackle other members' items in the household before your own. I know those toys or the husband's tools stashed in your mudroom is so tempting, but only do your own for the time being. Tip number four, lastly, live by example. Allow your family to see your results before you ask your family to jump on board. Well, that's everything. That's my first episode. I hope you enjoyed yourself and you look forward to many more episodes. Thanks for listening in so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you liked what you heard, tap the star in the right-hand corner to get more notifications when new episodes are out. But most importantly, if you know a mama who could benefit from this episode, please share with her via text or email, and let's support each other. Until next time, keep on making those steps to gain a more minimal lifestyle, because in the end, we all know it's worth it.